5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You can have it all. Mm-hmm. But again, going back to that level of discipline, what are you willing to surrender and how are you willing to lock in to really get to that next level?
Hi, guys. Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous. And can you believe we're back with season two? So excited and so grateful. So we're going to have a conversation today about aging out loud and having it all. You guys know Zeal Aging Redefined, the podcast, is all about inspiring women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. So we've got a guest today who does it all, and she's keeping it all together. She's going to tell us how she keeps it all together and looking beautiful while doing it. So let's welcome Miss Rashawn.
I'm back again.
Yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Look at you.
I had to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Because I'm like, you drop so many great gems and nuggets.
Thank you.
As it relates to aging out loud the last time.
Yeah.
I want to continue the conversation.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So tell me what you've been up to.
A lot of stuff. I've just been really embracing it all.
Yeah.
We just wrapped the latest season of All the Queen's Men on
BET+.
Yes. So I
am a big fan.
Yes. Thank you so much. We wrapped season four. And so right now, currently, the latter part of season three is playing now on BET+. So we already got a whole season in the can. So that was exciting. And love being on set, and just really taking the time to pour into myself. Just did a couple of, did some acting intensive courses with Terry J. Vaughn.
Okay.
So really just, I decided to really lock in and really take, I'm ready to go to the next level just with everything. And I think that is, it calls for a season of pouring into yourself and really, really elevating in a way that can put you in a place. I want to go from being excellent to genius.
Yes. You know? I love that.
Yeah.
Love
and so that. I'm ready for that. And I think that calls for another level of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in that stage right now.
Well, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You look beautiful doing it.
Thank you.
So what about your HBCU work?
Oh, all of the things. Yeah. So we did another season with Cricket Wireless, thanks to our good friends at Cricket Wireless. Look at me sounding like a brand partner.
A great brand partner.
For the second season. And we went on tour again and did some podcasts on the road and had a couple of shows here in Atlanta. So that's going very well. Kind of just going with the flow, but hustling at the same time.
Yeah.
So I believe it's the hustle and the flow of life.
I've said before.
Yeah.
And the flow.
It's the hustle and the flow.
Yes.
It's the path of least resistance, but that doesn't mean it's not going to have any resistance.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so that's kind of where I am right now. I want to leave this place empty, having done all the things that have been placed on my heart.
And that's important, you know, as we mature, I think I have gotten to a point, like you said, of
just trying everything I always wanted to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always wanted to do a hot air balloon ride.
Really?
I did it last year.
Nice.
For my birthday.
Yes.
So there are things like you said, that I've always wanted to do, and I'm just in that season of just do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go back and say, you know, I never tried that.
Yeah.
Even though I always wanted it.
And life is so, you know, it's so, I hate it. Life is short, but it is. And we don't know when it's going to be our time.
That's right.
To go on home to glory.
Yeah.
And I just want to have a blast while I'm here and do all the things. Yeah. Because when it's all said and done, I want people to say, man, she did it big. Like, because I think even if the day was the end, I think they'd be like, I made it big.
No. I would say that.
Yes.
I would say that.
Yes.
You are doing it big.
Right.
And I know that you still have family.
Yeah.
All the things that you do there. As we think about, first, let me ask, because like I said, it's about aging out loud and having it all. Some people will say, no, you can't have it all. You got to make a choice. You got to do this. What's your perspective now?
I think that you can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to that level of discipline, what are you willing to surrender and how are you willing to lock in to really get to that next level? Many of us leave this earth not having tapped into all the greatness that God had promised for us because we either didn't do what we were called to do.
Right.
We let things just kind of distract us, the distractions, and we deal with it every single day. So I'm just trying to be the person that can truly say, at the end, I surrendered all, I freed myself up of distractions, and I got the prize.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may look at my life and say, oh, well, you already have the prize. I do have been, I've been rewarded some great things, but I feel like there's greater purpose for my life. I really do feel that there's something even greater. And I can't wait to accomplish that, whatever that looks like. And so my prayer now has been, like, I've been meditating with my coach every morning at 5:15, like really being intentional about growing the muscle of meditation and manifesting and all of those things. And like seeing, like, what if I really did lock in?
Yeah.
What if I just said, I'm going for it all?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. So to answer your question, you can have it all.
Yeah.
But are you willing to put in the work?
That's right.
To have it all.
And that's the thing, putting in the work.
Yeah.
And I don't want, like you were saying earlier, on just, again, go get it. Whatever it is, go get it. And I heard a pastor say, you don't ever want to get to heaven. And then, you know, God is like, look at all this stuff I had.
Right.
You only got 50% of what I had for you.
Right.
If you had just put in the work, tuned in to my word and listen.
Yes.
Could have had all that.
All of that. All of that. And a lot of times we try to do things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you do co-create with God, because God is in us.
Yeah.
But there's there's a level of co-creation because you got to do your part.
Right.
Faith without works is dead. So you got to literally do your part. And I just feel like God is waiting on us to meet us where we are. But what are you doing to get to that point?
Yeah. It's like, go.
For the meetup.
He's saying, go. The light is green.
Right.
You stop there texting at the traffic red light. And he's saying,
come on.
Go. Go.
Yeah.
Tell me about the discipline piece, though. Like, was there a time in your life or was it recently? Do you feel you kind of step back to say, what if I did go for it in the discipline piece? So what was that
time? I just feel like you become stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there was a plateau, you know, even though things are fantastic. My life is grand, you know, professionally, it's I'm doing very well. And with, you know, my home life, me and my husband are great. The children are great. But I just feel like my purpose is bigger than where I am.
Okay.
And it, but I'm still standing in gratitude with where I am. So there is no lack, but there I just feel like I plateaued. Like, I just feel like there's something in me.
Right.
God is calling something in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I got to go and get.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to not know what it feels like to not have this craving that's inside of me. It's really deep.
Yeah.
It's there.
It's it's in your spirit.
Yes.
And I'm like, trying to unlock,
trying to figure it out. Like, what is it, God? Please just show me. Can you make it clear? But the clarity comes from the discipline. You got to put it in the discipline of the things that distract you, whether it's eating better or being more disciplined, working out, being more disciplined spiritually, just the things, all the things that distract human beings from being their greatest version of themselves. I'm trying to be her. And it's a everyday, you have small victories every day. And you have some things that aren't so great. I also am a human being as well. So I give myself grace as well.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Giving ourselves grace. Mm-hmm. And again, everybody give yourself grace.
Yes.
Give yourself, because we don't give ourselves enough of it.
Right.
Thing. I think sometimes we focus on just so much what we didn't. Oh, I could have done this better. I should have said it this way or done this. But at the end of the day, it's all good.
It's all good.
You still got there.
Right. Did you thank God for the day? Would you walk in greatness? Were you kind to someone today?
Yeah.
You know, and even if you don't do everything that was on your list or the discipline that you set out to achieve that day, maybe you did 2 out of the 4 things.
Right.
That's still a win.
That's exactly. I think I've learned that more as I've matured in age.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I didn't accomplish something on my list, like you said, early on, I'd be so hard on myself.
Yes.
But now it's like, you know what? Maybe I do have 5 things on it, but I did get 2.
You got 2 done. Right, right.
And that's fine.
Circle up. And next one, you know, give the other task for another day.
Yeah.
Move it on to the next day. Yes.
Now tell us about your energy, Rashawn, because I love when you walk in the room. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything.
Right.
Your smile.
Right. Thank
just
you.
Gives it,
thank
you know,
you.
Gives everybody that energy.
Yeah.
So do you think that energy has grown as you've matured?
Or? I just know me. Your energy says hello before you do.
Yeah.
So you know when you feel, you're like, ooh, sis ain't ready. or, aw. You can feel it, right? Before someone even says hello. But the thing about me, and I've said this in several discussions and interviews, is like, if I'm not on, I'm not out. I don't go out if I cannot be what you've seen me to be all these years, right? The other night, I had just finished my acting class. I had to go pick up my daughters. Mm-hmm. And my friends were like, hey, we're going to this event. Da-da-da, pull up. You know, it's just starting. Yeah. And as much as I wanted to be with them, I knew that it was going to be a crowd of people. And I didn't know if I was going to be my best.
I got you.
And so I just sat and I had my own nice little dinner, waited for my daughters for their hair.
Yeah.
You know, they had a hair appointment, waited for them to be done. And I stayed to myself. So I make sure that whenever I am out, you will get the 100% Rashawn, because everyone who, you know, sees you a certain way or admires you or looks up to you or just knows you, they deserve the best version of you.
Yeah. So it's okay to say no, right?
Absolutely. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm not available. Thank you for thinking of me.
Right.
I'll be right at the house, looking at housewives. Look at that boy. That girl crazy. You know what I mean? But I have to do that for myself.
Yeah.
Because you have to have your own boundaries, your own personal boundaries, not something that you, I just believe in that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. You got to prioritize.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's okay. And I think that's another thing I've learned as I've kind of matured as well, is like, it's okay to say no.
You can.
You don't have to say yes to everything, and then you've got a full plate and you can't prioritize and you get stressed, et cetera.
Right, because you've done the thing about it is you've done the work, right? You've put in your time in your respective profession. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you're transitioning, but you put in the work. So you can be like, actually, no. and say it with a smile.
Yeah.
Because you know what you've done to be where you are. And a no now is just like, actually, I'm not doing that because actually I've done that before.
Right. Exactly. And I know how that felt.
And I know how that felt, or I accomplished that and it felt great, but I'm not doing it again.
So thank you. But
right?
No, thank you.
Exactly. And you're okay because you've done it. You've done the work and you put in your time. I have zero problem saying no now to things that community-based things. Even, you know, I know that I'm serving God, but I don't have to be at every school. I don't have to be at every, I don't have to do all those things anymore. And I choose, pick and choose what I do. Right. And I don't feel bad about it.
Because basically, you know what you know as far as, like, again, if it's whatever you're saying no to, it's like, well, I know for myself what I do.
Right.
And I know how I give back, et cetera. So it's not for show for anyone else.
It's not.
So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
So everyone, you can say no to certain things. Make sure, again, that, you know, you're comfortable with it. But yeah, we don't have to say yes to everything.
So, not at all.
So tell me any advice you would give to maybe someone who started a little later in life around, even if it's something they've, like you said, always wanted to do. Like you said, you're going for it and you're figuring out what else God has for you. What advice would you give that person?
I would probably say to, you know, as cliche as it sounds, is to really, really, really go for it. Like, go all the way in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you may not accomplish that particular goal, but at least you tried.
Exactly.
Yeah. At least you tried to make it happen. And then oftentimes, you know, I was thinking about Victoria Monet. She just won a Grammy for Best New Artist.
Yeah.
She moved to L.A. in 2009. In a tweet in 2013, she says, I'm going to keep working because I'm going to get me a Grammy one day. Mm. That was 10 years, almost 11 years to the date that she won Best New Artist when she had moved to L.A. in 2009.
Yeah.
So it speaks to overnight success it being 16, 15 years. When people see me now, like people that watch all the Queen's Men, they don't know that Rashawn that was on the sideline reporting at CBS Sports Network in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, or out in Colorado, like, you know, in 2 Degree or you know, Appalachian State, you know, in Boone, Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know that, but the work always adds up. And back to the Grammys, our man Michael Render, Killer Mike, won 3 Grammys.
Yes.
At 48 years old in the rap, you know, in the rap category. You're never too old. It's never too late. And that's what I think your podcast shows that.
Yeah.
I feel so sexy.
Right.
And I'm 2 years from 50. I'm just like, these babies don't have nothing on me. Do you understand me?
They do not.
And I love the babies.
Yes.
Okay? But the way
we
I'm
love
feeling.
You babies. But this is what you got to look forward to.
Get it to it or
look
don't do it.
Look at this. Look at them legs.
Come on.
Beautiful.
I work hard. I'll be on the side. I'll be on the Peloton. But I just love this.
Yes.
Because when you are walking in it, right? And then you embrace this part of your life.
Yeah.
It could be a real beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It could be a really beautiful thing. So I love where I am in my life. I was just in the airport and I was looking at my little outfit. I was like, you killed them this morning. Okay. Your hair looks fantastic. The book bag is booking, you know.
Your walk is walking.
The walk is walking. I mean, the makeup was makeuping. And I said,
it's the self-affirmation. Really? I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
And guys, I know we're having a really good time.
Yeah.
But it is. It's so important.
What are you telling yourself?
It's so important when you look in the mirror.
It is. Yes. And you can't tell me I ain't no bad chick.
And every day, I promise you, it's like when I'm ready to go off, I'm like, girl, you cute. Yep.
And
I don't care if nobody else
right.
believes it or not. I know. In my heart.
And that's how you show up. When you show up in spaces, Stella, and I've said this over and over and over again since I first met you. When I first saw you, I was like, who is that? who is the lady? That lady right there. But that is how you have shown up in your life. And so now, as we mature, as you would say, there's another level of it. It's exponential flyness.
Because every year you build, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Mm-hmm. If it's ugly, you're going to grow from it, mm-hmm. learn from it, and don't do it again. But it's just, I just don't get when people, and again, I understand everybody's different. I was going to say, I don't get when people feel like, I don't want to age. This age
thing. Oh, I love it.
I'm not doing well with it. And I've heard all types of things. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy people kind of pouring into me with their questions, mm-hmm. et cetera. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you do it? But I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Yeah, and we show up for it. Like, you put in the work. We both put in the work to be able to look like this, live like this, and it's not just physical.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not just physical.
Yeah.
Actually, it's less physical.
Mm-hmm.
We pour into who we want to be, spiritually, emotionally.
Yep.
Like, I am filling my cup season right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Reading books,
mm-hmm.
like literally to fill me up. Because
mm-hmm.
I want to be completely depleted of all the dreams and all the things that I've ever thought of
mm-hmm.
because they were accomplished. When it's time for the good Lord to call me home, I want to be empty.
Yes. I like that.
That's the goal.
You want to be, I like that.
I want to be empty.
I like that.
Yeah.
And back to putting in the work. And your example of the Grammys and, mm-hmm. and the artist, like, hey, she put in the work in order to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And Killer Mike, because he's been around
for so long
as well, putting in the work, and you've touched on it. You've touched on it throughout the conversation. But what does that mean, putting in the work?
I think putting in the work probably means it's your own definition of what that looks like.
Yeah.
All of us have vices that I think take away from the level of greatness that we all want for ourselves, but most importantly, what God wants for us as well.
Yeah.
So really saying, what is holding me back?
Yeah.
What's holding me back from being?
Yeah.
And that's you have to answer that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. working around it or finding a way to rid yourself of that distracts you, that which distracts you
mm-hmm.
from being the highest version of yourself, you know. Is this low? You know, it was a social media thing going around at one point, maybe a couple of years ago. Low vibration plate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you operating in high vibration, or are you in low vibration? So it's really just the work is, what am I doing to be the best version of myself, and what's holding me back from being the best version of myself?
And you have to recognize what's holding you back
mm-hmm.
in order to course correct.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you can just one step at a time.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to do this today. And then you say, you know what? That habit that I had on Monday, it's my second day not doing that. That's a win. Yeah. So those small changes, equals grand results.
Yeah.
But you got to do the little things. You never get too big to do the little things. It's one of my mantras.
I love that.
Yeah.
Never get
too big to do the little things. Kevin Lyles told me that years ago. I interviewed him, mm-hmm. Music exec Kevin Lyles, mm-hmm. and he had a book mm-hmm. out. It was a very similar title, but like I remember him saying that. I'm like, mm-hmm. you don't get too big to do the little things. So when I'm on, you know, people have to tell me to put the chair down, Rashawn, your talent. Don't sweep anything. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, there's dirt right here. Did anybody see the dirt?
That's right.
I'm going to pick up the dirt, you know.
Don't get too big for your britches.
Right.
That's what, like, my grandmother.
Yes.
Don't get too big for your britches.
So I am one of those people that will do the little things until the very end. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
And people respect that.
Yeah, they do. They do. People, my mom always taught me, you speak the janitor and the CEO.
That's
treat
right.
them the same. You don't
That's
know what
right.
this janitor He know everything. First of all, he or she knows everything about everybody in the building.
That's
okay. And you never know what their aspirations are, because they could have been getting all this knowledge just being in this building for all these years. And you just never know. That person could become the CEO or CFO, you have no idea.
You treat people the way you
want to be treated.
Regardless, and take the societal labels or whatever off and just be kind.
That's it.
And I know everybody says that now, like, just be kind. But
I live
it's
that.
True.
I live by that. Kindness is my religion.
Because you never know who's watching.
Who's watching.
Or when that person, as I tell my son Peyton all the time, you never know when that particular person can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, but you just never know.
Yeah, and you just never know how you bless that person's life by being kind. We don't know what people are going through.
That's right.
You never know what somebody's going through every single day. And a kind word could change the trajectory of their lives that day. You never know what people are going through and what they were thinking about doing later.
Yes.
But you said, you all right?
Yeah.
How's everything? Like, for real, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Or just
a smile.
Just a smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try to live by that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now let's get back to sexy. Because we talked about that a little.
Okay.
Tell me about keeping your sexy.
Wow. I just like to look good in clothes and my clothes. And I also like to look good for my man.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a lot of beautiful women around here. And what I don't want, if anything went down with us, I don't want him to say, well, she just let it go. She got comfortable. You ain't gonna say that about me.
Oh, no.
No. You're not gonna say that about me.
Mm-mm.
But sexy for me is, I want to make sure that I just feel good, that I look good in my clothes. And I know how to tweak this and tweak that when things aren't. I'm like, oh, that's a little, what are we doing? Let's reel it back in, friend. You know, I know how to do that. But I think, and sexy, again, is bigger. It's greater than physical.
It's greater than physical.
Like, I feel sexy, like, emotionally. I feel really good. I'm in a really good space right now in my life. And being sexy is a totality thing.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. And it comes from within.
It really comes from within.
You know, just that internal beauty. Get it right on being kind and courteous and truthful and trustful and all the other.
And being yourself.
And being yourself. And it will come out externally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we said, when you walk in the room, we know.
Yeah.
You don't have to say nothing.
Right. Yeah. And just continue to be true to who you are. What I've learned in different spaces is that you can't control other people. Literally cannot control other people or how they perceive you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your light is intimidating to other people, which I'm just like, I just want everybody to win.
Right.
If you know who I am,
yes,
I want everybody to win.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't land like that for other people. But still showing up and still being the kind person that you are, God rewards that.
Yeah. You still do it. Yeah. You
God
can't let other people control
your kindness.
Like, your kindness and how you interact with with people, et cetera. Like,
this
is just what you get.
Right.
I can't turn it off.
People be mad at me for being nice to people. I said, who is mad at people being nice? Y'all want people to be nasty? It is so funny. I'm like, well, honey, I'm just going to, this is
you're
what you see is
Sean.
What you get.
Please stay that way.
Oh, I am. I can't. Please. My mama, Buck and Joyce raised a very solid child, and I am she.
Yes.
And I'm going to remain who she is. I'm not going to allow anyone to change. But it's interesting to see, you know, as this life of ours unfolds, you're like, oh, I'm sorry you're uncomfortable. That's on you.
Yeah. And I was going to say,
it has zero to do with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just so glad you were able to join us again.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I mean, we could sit here, guys, and like talk all day.
Talk.
And with our wine.
Yeah. Let me sip on
this. Yes, please.
Yes.
Let's take a sip.
Take a sip.
Cheers.
Cheerio, darling.
So, yes. Thanks again.
Yes.
Keep soaring. I know you will.
Thank you. You too. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
People don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know, Stella. You was like, you called me. I just want to it's something I'm supposed to be doing. It's something else. It's bigger. I love fashion. I said, oh, I know you love fashion. But how it has manifested into what this is, it speaks to you. And I know that I probably mentioned it in the last podcast, but it just speaks to who you've always been.
Thank you.
Dedicated to the hard work. Mm-hmm. You have worked hard for everything that you have achieved. And this is a testament of where you're going in the next phase of your life, which I'm happy to be a witness to it.
Thank you. And I'm happy that you're a part of it.
Yes.
And you continue to uplift me. And that's another thing, guys. We got to keep uplifting each other. Mm-hmm. Women uplifting each other. There's enough for everybody.
When I tell you, there's so much room for everybody to win.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So don't block your blessings trying to block somebody else.
That's right. That's right. Don't do it, because see that other person going to even get bigger.
Right.
So
don't even worry about it.
Yes. But thanks again.
My
love
pleasure.
You so much.
Love you too.
So much.
Yeah.
And we'll keep talking.
Okay.
Thank you, Zill family. Another great episode today. And I really, really want to thank my sister, Rashawn. She always comes through for me. So join us each week. Zill Aging Redefined, your go-to for aging fabulous.
That's me.
Bye.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.